So, good morning. As cold as it is, and as it has been, the last couple of weeks, the question has been on my mind, why do I sit? And it's not like why do you do that? But it's kind of like, well, why, you know? And during the week, I sit at a place in Japantown. It's called Middle Way, and sitting there starts at 5:30. So they do have a couple of heaters, so it's a little bit warmer than this place because they can start the heaters a little earlier, warm the place up a bit. But it's still cold, and it's still dark, and it's hard to get up. And so when I was thinking about what to talk about, I thought, I'm just going to kind of put out some questions to you about, and some of these are the questions that I just kind of had roaming around in my head. So it's not that there is an answer to them, but it's just something you might think about. You won't find an understanding of why you do it, I don't think, but. So what calls you to this place? To get up early and to leave the house that's probably pretty warm and other people are still sleeping and thinking you're silly to be getting up. What calls you to sit here in this cold room? And it is cold. Your legs, your knees, your back getting more and more uncomfortable, wanting to move. And kind of reminding yourself to bring your thoughts back, just bring it back, bring it back, bring it back to your breath. So what calls you to face, at Middle Way we face the wall, so what calls you to face the blank wall, where perhaps the shadow shows itself? Or sitting here at Hakone, you see the shadows made by the sun, not today, but moments crossing the tatami. What is it that you're seeking in this place? Where quiet might be punctuated by traffic, a bullfrog's noise, a soft snore sometimes. Or where the noise of the mind and the body interrupts an occasional silence. What are you finding in this place? Do you know more or less of yourself when you leave than when you came? Do you find more questions than answers? Yet do the questions sit more easily in a trusting place within you? Do they draw you back only to repeat the same each time? So those are questions that kind of came up for me. What calls you to this place? What are you looking for? What are you finding? Looking over at Stephen just now, he gave kind of a breath and here's this little bubble of cold air. Steam. So there's a second part though, when I was writing this and thinking about it, and I didn't do much thinking about it, I was just kind of writing it. But there's a word, and I think I've said it before, and maybe you could say it to me that the right way, shikata ganai? Shikata?
Shikata ganai, yes.
Shikata ganai?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which from what I understand means it cannot be helped. And I first ran across this word at Manzanar, and it was kind of an attitude that the Japanese people in the camp had towards life. And so I looked it up on the internet too, and there was an article by a person from Japan who said that many people in Japan see it as pessimistic, and certainly Americans can see it as pessimistic. They see the passivity in it, and the helplessness. And yet, when they look deeper, they can also see that it's a way of making peace with what really is. I know my sons oftentimes say, it is what it is, you know, and it's that kind of an attitude, but I think even it goes deeper than that. It isn't just this, well, it can't be helped, so we're just going to deal with it, but it's more, it seems to imply on the positive side of it, that that there's a real acceptance of what it is and what one can do, and that's all that can be done. And so bringing it back to this Shikata Ganai, and the questions that I asked you about why do you come here, I don't know that there ever is really an answer why that we can really grasp or explain. You know, people say, why do you get up so early? Why do you do that? And yet we know that it's important. Somehow it feels right for us at this time. And I remember when I was a therapist, I had a young mother whose husband was killed. And her therapy oftentimes revolved around the word why. Why did this happen? You know, and you know, there would be no way that there would be a why. I mean, she could explain that, you know, his car happened to be at this intersection and, you know, different things. So there's, but when the real question that she had was why, what, how does she make sense of it? And, you know, eventually she didn't find a why, but she could accept. So it's, again, it's that Shikata Ganai. It cannot be helped. It reminds me of some of those, I think they're like little balls, and they're made out of wood, and they have a whole bunch of different pieces, and you try to put them together and, you know, get the ball to stay together. And it seems like if you take out one piece, everything else is disjointed or lopsided. And so we can take out a piece that might be about ourselves, you know, if we would have done something different, chosen a different path. But it's so much greater than that, you know, that something else that brings us here, that invites us here and makes us shiver when we're here. So I'd like that word. It's going to be a word I think that will just kind of set in there. But I like the questions too. When you're sitting here and, you know, don't go searching for an answer. Just invite the question. What calls you to this place? What are you seeking? And what are you finding? Have you seen the unseen? So, thank you. Any comments?